I'm Bill Brock from Jacksonville, Alabama. I'm going to give a brief history on my duties and responsibilities during World War II. On May 31st, 1939, I enlisted in the U.S. Army at Fort McClellan, Alabama. I was a member of K Company, 22nd Infantry. I received 2 months basic training in drilling and basic Army procedures. I served 10 months as a rifleman, and after 12 months of training, I was promoted to squad leader for 60 millimeter mortar squad, in which I trained and supervised soldiers on how to fire the mortars for a period of 8 months. At this time, I was promoted to a section leader and supervised soldiers in the training of operating machine guns, which included disassembly and cleaning the weapons, as well as setting sights and estimating ranges and firing the weapons. My next assignment, I was promoted to platoon sergeant. My duties was to supervise training of 36 to 42 men. I instructed in firing, field stripping, cleaning, and lubricating weapons, reading maps and compasses to aid the traveling over varied terrains. I was then transferred to Fort Benning, Georgia in January 1940 to organize the 654th Tank Destroyer Battalion. After serving Fort Benning, Georgia for several months, training soldiers in the operation of the tanks and weapons, I was then detailed to write combat tactics for using the tank destroyers in case of war, under the direction of 3rd Army Headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. While I was stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, at which time I was immediately sent to Camp Gordon, Georgia, as an advanced billeting party for the arrival of the 654th Tank Destroyer Battalion. Camp Gordon, Georgia was a new camp which was just opening up for troops and training. I remained at Camp Gordon training troops for combat until October 1943. At this time, my organization was transferred to Northern Ireland for training purposes for D-Day in Europe. We remained in Northern Ireland until March 1944, then was transferred to England which we were stationed in the marshalling area training for D-Day across the English Channel into France. On June 6, 1944, we were ordered to cross the English Channel to France for combat with Hitler's army. On this particular day, it was very rough, stormy, and raining, but nothing slowed the invasion as planned. There were thousands and thousands of ships loaded with equipment and troops. The skies were filled with airplanes bombing and machine gunning their targets to make way for our landing with armored vehicles. The skies were filled with paratroops landing behind the lines to secure a beachhead. My organization landed at Normandy, France. The enemy resistance was stiff. The ground was littered with dead soldiers, both German and Allied troops. The landing for my organization was on Omaha Beach. To clear the way for foot troops, including infantry, engineers, communications, tanks, armor, cars, and mobile artillery weapons. One of the fierce battles of war for my organization, numerous casualties on both sides prior to capturing the city of St. Lo. The drive to pursue the enemy with objective to capture Nancy, France, we met stiff resistance around Mortain, France, from German tanks and infantry. We received support from Air Force bombers to bomb the German tanks. After overcoming the resistance, we continued the drive towards Nancy, France, sometimes running out of supplies, gasoline, and so on, due to fast movement. We would stop temporarily for supply lines to catch up, then continue pursuing the enemy.
What was the conditions under this battle? The weather and...
Weather was beautiful. The weather was on our side, sun shining all the way from St. Lo to Nancy. Then we continued pursuing the enemy. There were many enemy casualties and prisoners taken by the time Nancy was captured. My next assignment, my organization was transferred to Metz, where the army defending Metz, which was fiercely embattled in combat, was being overpowered by the Germans, and we were to support troops which were meeting stiff resistance from the German tanks. Several stiff battles were encountered, but the enemy was annihilated and Metz was captured. There were many casualties and prisoners taken by U.S. troops.
And about the prisoners, did you come in contact with them? you know, what was it like? Did they say anything bad about the German government or?
No, they were strictly military soldiers. They would not comment on their government. They were thoroughly trained and indoctrinated. They were tough soldiers.
And what were the conditions like for the prisoners of war? Like,
well,
just put in cells, or like, what did y'all do with them?
Once they were captured, they seemed to be contented. They were proud. They'd been under stress so long. But they'd got to the point where they were hungry and they lacked the American food.
So who took care of the prisoners?
We would transport them back to a prison camp that we had set up to take care of the prisoners. They would be transferred without any delay. On December the 24th, 1944, my organization received information that the German army had concentrated all forces they could muster in Belgium to try and break through the First Army Corps. My organization and all Third Army Corps were ordered to Belgium to make contact with the German Panzer Division, which is their armored division, and were the best on earth.
Okay, did you say that they found out about the Germans? You received information. How did y'all get the information from, like, the communication system? Like,
communication system within our army.
Mm-hmm. How did you? Or what was it like? Did you have like radios? Or
radios. Yes, we communicated by radio. The German Panzer Division had a breakthrough in Belgium. And on July the 25th, 1944, we proceeded to Belgium from Metz, France, to support the First Army, where Hitler had made his last stand against the Allies by constructing his entire army, causing a breakthrough and almost annihilating the First Army. But when John Patton's Third Army arrived and engaged the German armored tanks, the drive was stopped. Again, the Air Force played a tremendous part in bombing enemy tanks and strafing enemy troops, which we could not see from the ground level. The ground was covered with snow several feet deep, making everything an open target. There were thousands of troops killed and wounded from both sides, and several thousand tanks and equipment left burning from both sides when the battle ended. during the Battle of the Bulge in Belgium, the 101st Airborne Paratroop Battalion was surrounded in Bastogne, Belgium. My organization, along with several other organizations, received orders to rescue the 101st Airborne Battalion from the German at all cost. This mission was accomplished with a minimum of casualties on both sides, resulting in a great number of German prisoners being taken.